So good morning, get comfortable. I'm just getting a recording device hooked up and getting ready here. I'm glad to see every one of you this morning. Thanks for coming. So take a comfortable position on your mat. And let's begin taking hands to our heart. And for just a moment, acknowledge those people around you. And once you've acknowledged those people around you, close your eyes, come back to your center. And now knowing that we're surrounded by acceptance, encouragement, and love, let's begin coming to our inner self. We focus our mind on our breath, clearing away the distractions of life, so that we can come to a place of clarity, clarity of mind, clarity of heart. So it's normal to struggle in some poses and to feel great in others. So do what feels good for you. Go where you can. But while, as we come to each pose, let's let each pose be more about what we're letting go of than what we're accomplishing. Because the real accomplishment is in the letting go. Now releasing hands, let's release our neck. Our head rolls gently from side to side. Just taking a moment to relax our neck, relax our mind. Back to our center now, again our hands come to our heart. With an inhale, our hands begin to rise up, the inner fingers open, revealing a flower that reaches to the sky. Exhaling, we draw that flower back into our heart once again. So now continue to breathe just like that, lifting and lowering that flower that emerges from your prayer. Letting each breath deepen your focus on your inner self. Enjoy one more breath like this. And then we exhale to take the prayer back to our heart once again. Reminding ourselves one more time to measure our success by how much we can let go, not by how much we can accomplish. Now with an inhale, we release our hands and stretch our arms to the sky. Exhaling, we fold our body into a forward bend. Our hands come to the mat where we lay them down flat and we'll step our feet back. Let's curl our toes under and reach our hips up high, downward facing dog. So hips high, head low. Now take a moment to just explore this downward facing dog. To find a grounded feeling here. To find length down your back and arms. And then we'll rise up onto our toes. Releasing one heel at a time toward the mat, like walking in place. A moment to feel the sensation in the back of each leg as you begin to gently open your body. This is a place a lot of us feel tight, especially on a cold morning like this. So ease in a little bit. Now our hands will walk back until we've come to a standing forward bend. Now we lay our feet firmly on the ground and we dangle our body forward, draping down, gently bending the knees to be kind to our low back. Feel your spine decompress as you hang into gravity. Letting go. And now our hands come back again to our mat. We'll walk our hands forward until we've returned to our downward facing dog. And then gently we release knees onto the floor. Our hands come back a little bit until we've come to all fours. Wrists are right under the shoulders. And now let's prepare our spine, cat and cow. Inhaling, we look up, our tailbone lifting. And then with an exhale, we round our back, turning our tailbone and our chin under the body. Now follow your breath as you move fluidly from one to the other. Gently stretching and opening the spine. Let's add some low back stretch to this. Next exhale, come to cat pose, but then follow that exhale all the way down to the heels and feel your low back open a little bit. Inhaling, we drop onto the forearms and slither up into cow pose. Now continue with that new variation. Now when you come to your next exhale, and that exhale takes hips to the heels, let's remain there. Walking our hands a little deeper, we come into a nice, comfortable child's pose. So child's pose is a welcome home that you can return to again and again. Anytime you'd like to stop and take a little break, come here and enjoy a rest. Now spreading our fingers open wide on our mat. Again, we'll curl our toes under and lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward now. We'll lay the back knee down onto the mat. With an inhale, we lift up and spread our wings open wide. Exhale, straightening the leg, we bow forward. Now explore the graceful, fluid movement of your back and shoulders as you follow the flow of your breath from one to the other. Opening the heart and bowing forward. After one more, open heart. Exhale, bowing forward, laying both hands to the mat, and we'll step that right foot back. Inhaling, shoulders right over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower gently down. Inhale, tuck the shoulder blades down the back, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Once again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhaling back again, child's pose. Toes tuck under, hips reaching to the sky, downward facing dog. Now we step the left leg forward, right knee to the mat. Inhale, spread your wings, open your heart. Exhale, straighten the leg and bow. Dancing, breath and movement. Each of us following the rhythm of our own breath. One more open heart and one more bow. We'll take our hands to the mat. We'll step our left foot back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhaling back to child's pose. Now ride the wave of your breath. Feel your body warming up. Opening our joints, warming our muscles, preparing ourselves for the poses to come. Take one more flow. And then follow your breath back again to child's pose. And once we've all come home again, we'll all move on together. Hands flat on the mat, toes curl under, hips high in the air, downward facing dog. Now we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. And with an inhale, we ride our breath all the way up. Let your hands touch in the sky and then exhale and dive into a forward bend. Inhale, lift up halfway to a flat back. Exhale, forward bend. Let's do that again. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, all the way down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, reach hands to the sky. This time our hands meet in a prayer. And with an exhale, that prayer comes back home to our heart. So now we come to a sun salutation. Step up to the very front of your mat. With an inhale, reach up. The sun rises. Exhale, hips sink back, chair pose. We gather the energy of the sun. Inhale, reach to the sky. Curve into a backman if you'd like, heart honoring the sun. And then exhaling, we dive into a forward bend, bowing reverently. Inhale, halfway lift, lift it again to the light. Exhaling, we take hands to the mat. We stretch our right leg back with knee up or down, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling, arms to the sky like the sun rising up higher. Exhale, hands return to the mat. We'll step back, straight leg or kneeling plank. The sun warms the air. Exhale, lower, the sun heats the earth. Inhale, arch up, the sun reaches its peak in the sky. Exhale, push hips back, downward facing dog. We absorb the heat of the sun. Now let's reach our right leg to the sky. Stepping or helping the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach up, the sun makes its final descent across the west. Exhale, hands to the mat. We step forward. The sun sets, the day is done. Inhale, rise up. Every day a new sun. Exhale, chair. Inhale, burst up. Curl into that back bend if it feels good. And then exhaling, we swoop down. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhaling, we take our hands to the mat again as our left foot stretches back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, arms to the sky. Exhale, hands return to the earth as we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's take our exhale back again to down dog. Now we reach our left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands stretched down. We step forward. With an inhale, we're lifted like the rising sun. Exhale, chair. Inhale, lift up, look up. Honor the sun with your heart. And then exhale. Diving into a forward bend. Inhale, peek to the horizon. Let's exhale, returning hands to the mat and walking our feet back. We come back once more to downward facing dog. Here we'll take a pause for a moment to just enjoy the sensations in our body, the energies that we've awakened, to reconnect to our breath, to commit again to measuring our success by how much we're letting go of rather than how much we're accomplishing. So now as we move to our standing flow, let's begin by reaching our right leg to the sky. We'll step our right foot forward. The back foot now lays down flat on the mat, both feet grounded. Let's reach arms to the sky, warrior one. Lunging forward with the right knee, feeling the feet connect to the earth. From that grounded place, we begin to lift up. Now feel the beautiful feeling in your body in this pose. The grounding in the lower body. the lifting of the upper body, the opening of your heart. Now from here, we'll take our pointer finger and thumbs together, and then we'll bend our elbows so that they come straight out from our shoulders. Now step onto the right leg. Let's angle the front leg, or the back leg across the front, so the left shin is across the right leg. This is dancing Shiva pose as we balance here. The front knee still bent, that right knee. Breathing in and breathing out, deeply focused. Now let's step the left foot back again as we return to Warrior One. Our arms reach to the sky once more. And now exhaling, hands float to the heart. Let's straighten our right leg and prepare to come to pyramid pose. So if you like a little adjustment in your legs, you can take that now. Now feel your legs anchored to the floor, strong and steady. Hands either come to the hips now or behind the back. And then we'll tilt our pelvis forward to take us into a forward bend. Keeping the hips and the low back in harmony with each other. Just come little by little. Just exploring. Breathing in and breathing out. Letting go, not trying to accomplish. Feel the stretch in your back leg. Feel the stretch in your front leg. Feel the lengthening of your spine. And then let's release hands to the mat and we'll step our way back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. With an inhale, we'll arch up. And exhaling takes us back to down dog. And on to the other side. Let's reach the left leg to the sky. Now stepping the left foot forward, we lay the back foot flat down and reach up. Warrior One. Beautiful feeling of our body in this pose. Our hips turn to the front of the room. Our heart, our shoulders facing forward. Grounded through the feet. The energy of the earth pulling us down. And then the energy of the sun lifting us up. Feel each breath. Pointer fingers and thumbs come together now. We bend the elbows, taking them out to the sides of our shoulders. Stepping onto the left leg, keeping the knee bent. Let's angle the right leg across the left. Dancing Shiva pose. Spine tall as we balance here. Balancing with a bent leg takes a little more leg strength than balancing with a straight leg. So give your leg some nice deep breaths. And then stepping back again, we return to Warrior One. Lifting the arms, lifting the heart. And then taking hands to the heart, the front leg straightens, pyramid pose. Make your adjustments before we move into the pose. And then hands either come to the hips or they come behind the back in a prayer. And then we tip our hips forward. Take your time. We all have different stories with our bodies, different amounts of flexibility. So it's okay to be where you are in your body. That's where you'll get the most benefit if you stay within your own healthy limits. Let your breath help you relax into the pose. Let your breath help you let go of the stress in your body. Stress that clouds us from that clarity we seek. And then releasing hands to the mat, we're stepping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arching up. And let's ride our exhale back again, down dog. Coming forward once more to plank or kneeling plank, but staying here this time. Shoulders aligned right over the wrists. Now feel your body pulling into your center. All your muscles activated in strength. Knees can be on or off the mat, but body in a flat line from the shoulders down. Breathing strong and steady. Now from the high plank, we lower to the low plank. Elbows come in beside the body. We hover 2 inches from the floor. Embrace yourself in your strength.
And then let's pull through. And with an exhale, we push our way back.
Downward facing dog. Gazing up to our fingertips now, we'll walk or lightly jump our feet forward. With our inhale, we ride the wings of our breath.
Exhale, chair. Inhale, lifting heart and hands. Enjoy that back bend if it feels good for you. And with an exhale, we sail forward.
Inhale, come halfway up.
Exhaling, let's return our hands to the mat. We'll step our right leg back.
Lunge or kneeling lunge. So lay a firm foundation for your pose. Knee on or off the mat.
And then when you're ready, arms reach up. Take a nice full deep breath here. Feel the opening through your hips as you sink toward the mat. Feel the lifting of your spine, the opening of your heart. Find a place where you feel grounded, centered, present here. Now hands come to the heart and then onto the mat.
Either walking or hopping, let's change sides.
Lay a foundation and then let's reach up again. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now feel the beautiful feelings of your body in this pose. Feel the space you've created with breath. Hands to the heart, hands to the earth.
Walk or jump your feet to change sides. This time we'll lay the back knee gently down. Stick our hands onto the left leg.
Keeping the right hand on the left leg, we'll slide the left hand way behind our back, maybe around to the right hip. Now lengthen up, we're preparing to twist. When you feel nice and long then, let's twist our heart open to the left. Now, if you want extra added challenge here, you can curl the toes under and lift that back knee off the mat again if you want to. Twisting out the old energy, making room for new energy to flow. Breathing in and breathing out. Now let's untwist. Hands come to the mat.
Walk or jump, changing sides. Lay the back knee down. Hands come under the right thigh now.
Leaving the left hand there, we slide the right hand away around behind our back, lengthening up, and then twisting our heart to the right this time. Peel the knee off the mat if you want to. Twisting out anxieties, twisting out stress, wringing things from our core. Untwisting now, hands come to the mat again.
Walk or jump, change sides. Lay the back knee down once again.
Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, circle the arms back and around. Really open your shoulders, open your heart. Next inhale, hands reach up to the peak of your inhale. And exhale, hands to the mat.
One last time, walk or jump your feet to change sides. Lay the back knee down.
Inhale, reach up. Exhale, circle the arms back. Inhale, forward. As we relax into the pose, our body opens, our breath deepens. Next inhale, hands rise to the peak. Exhale, hands back to the earth.
Let's step back now, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling, let's come back to down dog. And now we'll flow from down dog to plank or kneeling plank. So come to down dog with an exhale and plank or kneeling plank with an inhale. If you want to add intensity, one leg can reach in the air if you want. Find the place where you work best in this pose, in this flow, where your breath is still strong and steady. Where you feel relaxed, grounded, centered. If you're doing one leg in the air, change sides. And we keep flowing one to the other. And now let's take our breath back to downward facing dog. And we'll reach our right leg up to the sky. Now with a big step forward, let's take the right foot forward. Back foot flat down, legs are wide apart. Warrior two. Deeply bent front knee, arms reach out from the shoulders. Our chin turns to the right shoulder as we gaze out beyond our fingertips. Now really open wide. Feel your limitless potential. As our arms reach, our shoulders soften and relax. Can you feel your body rise and fall with every breath? Can you again feel the energy of the earth pulling your hips downward? The energy of the sun lifting your heart, your spine upward. Now bending our right arm, let's lay that arm across our right leg. Side angle pose. Left arm reaching to the sky now. Really explore your opening here. Find that place where you are as open as you can be. You feel space and length in your body. Maybe you'll look up beyond the tips of your fingers. Some can take this pose all the way right hand to the mat. But if that causes you to fold your body forward, stay right here. Find the place where you really can expand into the pose. This pose more about letting go than accomplishing. Now let's return to warrior two. And then we'll straighten the front leg, preparing now for triangle pose. Take a moment to really feel your legs here. Feel that triangle you've created. Strength and straight lines. And then we'll tip our hips sideways, reaching our torso out over the right leg as far as we can. And then setting the right hand on the right leg wherever it lands. The left arm reaches up. Rolling the navel and the heart open a little higher. Let this pose emerge from the center of your heart. Wide open. Lots of space to release and let go of everything clouding our inner vision. Now pushing into the floor with our feet, we rise up, arms still reaching out. Let's bend the front knee again, warrior two. Sinking down into this warrior two. And then like a big cartwheel, let's take the left hand up to the sky and around. And hands come to the mat. We step back, side plank. Beginning now with the right hand on the mat. So either come to plank pose and turn your body open sideways, or drop down first onto all fours. Stretching the left foot to the back of the mat and the right arm to the sky. Again, we roll our body open. We lift the heart higher. We look to the tips of the fingers. Hips are lifted, body is strong. Breath flows. Folding our way back down again, we'll plant our hands, stepping back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's exhale our way back to down dog on the other side. So we'll begin by taking our left leg to the sky. Now take the biggest step you can as we step the left foot forward. Let your legs be as wide open as they can be. Arms reach out, limitless potential. Now explore. Every breath a chance to find something new. Feel the duality of energy in your body. As we sink down, we lift up. As we lift up, we sink down. As we relax into the pose, our body opens, our breath deepens. Bending the left arm now, side angle pose. Right arm reaches to the sky. We open up wide. Feel the beautiful feeling of your body in this pose.
Keeping our legs strong, we rise back up, warrior two. And then straightening the left leg, let's prepare again for triangle pose. Take a moment to feel your base here. And then we'll tip our hips sideways. Extending out over the left leg until we can go no farther. And then letting the left hand come to the leg as the right arm reaches to the sky. Imagine you're flat against a wall in this pose. Your body opening as wide as it can open. And then fill that space up with breath. Now lifting back up, bending the front knee, we return again, warrior two. Sinking down a little deeper into warrior two. And then cartwheeling with the back hand, we come down and around, side plank, left hand on the mat. So come first to either plank pose or all fours. Taking your body into whichever variation works okay for you today. Measuring our success by how much we can let go of, not by how much we can accomplish. The poses themselves, not the goal, they're the means to our goal. Now folding back down, our hands return to the mat. Let's step back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's exhale our way back once more, downward facing dog. And we'll take now our last standing series for today. Looking up to our hands, we walk or lightly jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, we lift up. Exhaling, let's bend our knees, swinging our arms back, chest to the thighs. Inhale, rise up. Ah, full of energy, full of breath. One more time. Next inhale, hands come to the sky and they join together. Side bending now. Feel the roots of this pose through your feet. Now you can lace your fingers together, that will be a little more intense. Or drop your left arm to your left leg. Now lift up first, really lengthen both sides of the waist. And then we're side bending to the left. Big, beautiful stretch now for the right side of the body. Feel that lengthening. Breathe into the places you're stretching. And let's come back to center. Take a moment here to reestablish that feeling of being centered. And then with hands laced together or releasing the other arm to the other leg. Lift up first, lengthen, lengthen, lengthen. And then we side bend. Feel the beautiful feelings in your body here. And then coming back. Reach to the sky, exhale, chair. Hips reach back behind us now. We feel the weight of our body into our heels. We can even lift our toes right off the mat. Lift your heart a little. Feel your spine nice and long. If you want extra challenge here, you can roll onto the toes and add a little balance. It's like we're reaching for a chair that's just not quite there. Nice deep breath, still present. And let's rise up out of our chair. Exhale, hands to the heart, and then behind our back. Lacing our fingers together now. Let's slide our shoulders together and roll them down our back, lifting our heart high up in the sky. Really feel that opening right across the front of your body, like your spirit is shining brightly. And now with hands still laced together, we tip our hips into a forward bend. As you come down, your hands can move away from your body to whatever level of flexibility you have in your shoulders. It's okay to be where you are. Bend your knees a little if that's more comfortable for your low back. Take care of yourself. Relax into gravity. One last pose here. Let's drop hands to the mat for another twist. We'll wrap our right fingers around the outside of our left ankle. And then let's spiral our left arm and heart toward the sky. Opening our body. Wringing it out from the core.
Now untwist. Stay at your center again for a moment to really feel centered. And then when you're ready, the left fingertips around the right ankle. Right arm and heart spin open to the right. We twist the other way. Even as we twist into a tight space, we're breathing in and out. We're relaxing. Untwisting now, hands return to the mat. Take a nice deep breath. And then when you're ready, let's walk or jump our feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And let's ride our exhale back to down dog. But this time we lay our knees to the mat. We stretch our hips back to our heels. And let's wrap ourselves into child's pose. What a great chance to feel what's happening in our body. Feel how your whole body is breathing now. How every cell in your body is celebrating. Take in all of those sensations. Now slowly our gaze returns to our hands. We spread our fingers wide like handprints on the mat. We curl our toes under, reaching hips high into the air. Downward facing dog. Now taking it slowly, let's walk our feet up to our hands. And with a deep, slow inhale, we roll our body up. Reaching hands to the sky in a prayer. And with an exhale, that prayer comes back again to our heart. So now we'll come to a balancing series. Let's begin our balancing on the right leg. So feel your center of gravity shift to the right. Spread your right foot nice and wide. Hands come to the heart. Let's take our left foot right off the mat now. We'll come thigh parallel to the ground. Now push into that right leg. Stand up taller and straighter. If you want to, you can straighten the left leg, or you can keep it bent. Balance is all about focus. It's okay if you need to come in and come out. We're just practicing. This room is full of love, full of acceptance, full of encouragement. Now let's return to a bent knee if your leg is straight. We'll take our left hand onto the left knee and open that knee sideways, preparing now for tree pose. So take the left foot to the ankle, the shin, or the thigh of the right leg. Feel yourself pull everything in. And then with hands at the heart or with branches reaching to the sky, find your tree pose. Tall. Crown of the head reaches to the sun. Focusing, breathing. Now let's return hands to the heart for one more pose, dancer's pose. So now we'll take the left foot behind our body and we'll reach back with the left hand and catch that foot. Right arm reaches up. Now let's push the left foot into the left hand. Steady breath, steady body. More about letting go than about accomplishing. And gently now we release that foot and return to the earth on two legs. Now thank your right leg by giving it a little stretch. And then when you're ready, the other side. Left foot plants on the ground, creates a strong foundation. Hands to the heart, right foot off the mat, right thigh parallel to the ground. Now explore your length. Can you lift your heart a little higher? Straighten the leg if that feels good for you. Everyone taking the pose to their own body's expression of the pose. Now coming back to a bent knee. Right hand comes onto the right knee. Let's stretch that knee out to the side. Tree pose. Right foot comes to the ankle, the shin, or the thigh of the left leg. Pull everything to your center. And reach up if you want to.
So if you were a tightrope walker and your whole body was rigid, you would fall. So balance isn't about a rigid body, but it's about bringing your strength to your center and then softening around that strength. Hands return to the heart, dancer's pose. Right leg comes behind the body. The right hand catches the inside of the foot. Left hand reaching up. Let's push the right foot into the right hand. Remembering it's easier to balance on a straight leg than a bent one. Straighten your standing leg. See if that helps your balance. And then gently letting your dancer go. Thanking your left leg now with a stretch that feels good. And then when you're ready, arms reach to the sky. A joyful breath. And then exhaling, we bow forward. Our hands return to the mat. Our feet walk their way back again. Let's release our knees, pushing hips to the heels. Wrapping ourselves once more into child's pose. This time, if you want to feel that beautiful side-bending feeling again, take your hands off to the right side of your mat. Push the left hip back and feel that nice stretch down the left side of your rib cage. Hands come back to center now. And then they walk off to the left side of the mat as the right hip pushes back and we get that side bend on the other side. Come back to center. Fingers spread open wide. Let's lift our shoulders up over our wrists. Kneeling plank. We'll use this kneeling plank to just lower gently onto our stomach. Coming to some strengthening for the back now. Fingers spread open wide right under our shoulders. Let's pull our heart forward a little bit and walk our hips back just a little bit so we have a nice feeling of length in our back. Cobra pose. Now lifting with the body. Not pushing with the hands. The elbows are bent and right beside our back, or right beside our ribs. Pulling the heart forward. Now check yourself by taking hands right off the mat. Hug your shoulder blades behind you. Feel that strength in your upper back. Keep breathing. And release. Now keeping the chest on the ground this time, let's lift our legs into the air. And then we'll open our legs a little wider. Legs come back together and lower. One more time, cobra pose. The strength of our back lifts us up. Hands come right off the mat. Neck as long as we look toward the ground. And then hands come back to the mat. This time we do push with our hands as we push ourselves all the way back. Child's pose. Take a nice stretch here. Feel those back bends release from your body. And then let's walk our hands in toward our knees. We'll cross our ankles, swinging our hips right over our crisscrossed legs, we come to sit. So now that we've done some back bending, let's take some forward bending. For this forward bending flow, we're going to start by rolling back. So you have a couple of options here. Either roll onto your back, hugging knees into your body, or lift your hips and legs up over your head into a plow or a partial plow. Now in just a moment, we'll roll forward. And when we do, we'll take our left foot and slide it up to our inner right thigh. So when you're ready now, roll back up and pull that left foot up into the inner right thigh. Inhale then and reach up and lengthen. Heart, navel lifting. Exhale, tilt the hips forward. Let's come to a forward bend. Just close your eyes. Remembering this is about the inner experience. It's about coming to our inner self. So with our eyes closed, we turn on that inner vision where we can really feel what's happening in our body. We can invite ourselves to relax a little more,
to enjoy the beautiful feelings of our body in this pose. Now walking our hands up our right leg. Again, we roll back. Knees to chest, plow or half plow. So when we roll forward the next time, we'll be taking the right foot to the inner left thigh. So when you're ready, roll yourself up, pulling the right foot in this time, and then inhaling to lengthen. Take that lengthen into your forward bend. With an exhale, we tilt the hips forward. By coming into a forward bend with our hips, we keep our low back nice and safe. Now close your eyes. As we relax, our body opens, our breath deepens. Don't miss any breath, don't miss any sensation. Be here for all of it. And now we walk our hands up the left leg. This time, let's all come back onto our back, hugging knees into our body. Roll gently down and rock yourself around a little, coming to a nice, comfortable feeling on your back. And then let's take our knees right up over our hips. We'll lift our shins so they come parallel to the ground. Arms spread out like wings to the floor. Now engage your abs. We're working on some abdominal strengthening here. With that ab strength, let's lower our knees halfway to the left. And then pull in with your belly to lift them back up. And then halfway to the right. So let your abs control your movement as you come side to side. If you're feeling strong and want to try this with your legs straight in the air, you can do that as well. There are many other muscles that can help your abs here, but we want to really focus on ab strength. So let the other parts of your body take a break. Really make this movement be about your core. Strong abs support our low back, support the organs in our abdomen. Take one more to each side. And when you finish, give your knees a little hug. And then let's take our feet to the mat for hip opening. Reclining pigeon pose. So leave the left foot planted on the mat and let's cross the right ankle over the left thigh. We'll slip our hands around behind the left leg, pulling the legs in toward our body until we get that nice feeling in our right hip. A feeling of letting go, of letting stress melt away. Close your eyes and just be with those feelings. Gently then, the hands slip away. We change sides, returning the right foot to the mat. The left ankle crosses over the right leg now. We'll slip the hands behind the right leg, pulling legs in toward us, finding that place that feels nice, a nice opening for the left hip. This is your body, so find the place where it feels best for you. It'll look a little different on each of us. Let the hands slip away. We've returned the feet to the mat, and let's come now to our inversions. So if you're comfortable moving into a shoulder stand, gently lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders, hands holding onto the hips to keep you steady. Or you can take a bridge pose, planting feet on the mat, pushing the feet into the floor, the hips rise up.
Aversions, a wonderful tonic for our nervous system. Stimulating our organs, our circulatory system, our glands. Relaxing our mind, detoxifying our body. So many gifts from being in this pose. Just relax and enjoy. Now slowly, carefully, and gently, we roll our way back onto our mat. One vertebra at a time takes us safely home. Now if you've been exploring the bridge pose, give your knees a little hug. And then let's move into fish pose. With feet on the mat, we slip our hands under our hips. We lay our legs to the earth. And then sitting on our hands, we'll tuck our elbows under our back. Now as we squeeze our shoulders back, our heart rises up. And then we gently lay our head back until we experience a wide opening in our neck and our collarbones spreading out like wings from our heart. Come safely down. We bring our chin in first. And then releasing our hands, gently let that fish pose return to the mat. Now stretch your legs out and let's reach our arms to the floor behind our head. We'll take one last twist here, so let's get a nice feeling of length in our body. Reaching down, then we catch our right knee and give it a hug. Guiding that right knee across our body now, we roll onto our left hip. We'll turn our head to the right shoulder and then let your body relax. Find those places that are still gripping a little bit. Still holding a little tension. And let them relax more and more and more. Now the left hand drops away. We roll back onto our mat again. Lift your body back to that centered place on your mat. And let's stretch both legs, reach both arms, get length first. Then hands come down around the left knee as we pull that knee to our heart and then all the way over to the right. Our left hip reaching to the sky, we turn our head in the other direction, spiraling this twist up our spine and into our neck. Breathing deeply, we relax more and more. Right hand drops away now. Once again, our body rolls onto our back, where we'll align ourselves with the center of our mat. Grab something to stay warm if you'd like, for we have arrived now at our final relaxation. Let your body melt into the floor. Close your eyes. Now we receive. We receive all of the healing benefits of our practice. So come to a receptive place and let yourself be open. Find your way back now to your inner self, to your heart. Now relaxing deeper into our breath. As you inhale, imagine the word receive, as you receive all the good things from your practice. And then as you exhale, the word release, as you release that into your body. Inhale, receive. Exhale, release. Let that healing energy you've awakened travel through every part of you. Inhale, receive. Exhale, release. Now feel yourself in this deeply peaceful place, receiving all the gifts of your practice and releasing them throughout your body. And you can stay here and enjoy this relaxation as long as you'd like. But if this is a good time now to begin the closure of your practice, allow yourself a moment to close your practice today in a way that feels meaningful for you. When you've enjoyed that meaningful closure, and only if you want to move on, ease your way onto your right side when you're ready. Let yourself bask in the afterglow of this practice a few moments longer. And then again, if the feeling is right and you're ready to move on, gently ease your way back to your comfortable seated position. Once you've come back to sitting comfortably on your mat, take a deep breath and just experience the transformation. Take a moment to realize all the things you've let go of and how much better you feel having let them go. A clarity now in our mind, in our body, in our spirit. So allow yourself a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how great you feel. And then one more time, we release our neck as our head flows gently from side to side. Coming back now to our center. With an inhale, our arms rise up. They join prayerfully overhead. And with an exhale, hands come to our forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. To our lips for clarity in our words. And to our heart for clarity in our hearts. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a great day.